Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Because I let you pass me by. Now I gotta wait on destiny, or I'll pass you cross again, again, again. Maybe I will have more courage by then. But I hope you remember my name, so maybe one day we can.
Radio, and I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I'm your host for this moment in time, and today we're talking bringing sexy back. And our special guests are MC producer, who coined the term conscious porn, Hezekiah Davis III, and the sexual Socrates herself, Dior. And we have Hezekiah on the line. What's up?
What up, man? I didn't know you knew I was here.
Yeah. That's what the switchboard lets us know. I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling all right.
Cool.
We just finished listening. Great. We just finished listening to Tracy Lynn's Relaxed on Wine from her debut.
Hey, Tracy Lynn. Hey.
Yeah.
Old girl.
So, yeah. So, what we may do, well, first, you know, everybody wants to know, the world wants to know, for all of those who don't know, who is Hezekiah?
Hezekiah is a complex man, but yet simple man, a humble man, a diverse man, you know.
Okay.
A religious man, and yet, you know, a pornographic man.
Okay.
A Buddhist type man, but yet still violent, yes, man. A gladiator, as you will.
Okay.
I'm a producer, rapper, songwriter, pretty much that's it for Philadelphia, and performer.
Okay.
Yep.
All righty, and so, so where are you from? Well, we first want to know a little bit about Hezekiah Davis. Are you originally from Philly?
Well, no, I'm originally from Delaware. Well, I was born, if you want to be specific, I was born in Chester, Pennsylvania,
okay.
You know, until I was like 14, then moved to Delaware, and in my 20s, I moved to Philly.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yep. So I've been in Philly for like 15 years.
Okay. So what's your claim to fame as a producer and all? You know, how would people know you and recognize you?
I don't know. You might know me. I don't know. You pretty much would know me from, I don't know, I guess working with, like, Bahamadia, working with, I don't know, if you read the liner notes, you know, some liner notes, you know, so as some producers, we don't get credits. You know, when you beginning in the game, like, What You Want by The Roots,
mm-hmm.
you know, the song on the Best Man soundtrack featuring Jaguar Wright, was produced by myself and Scott Storch. You know, truth be told, I did the drum programming to Welcome to Brooklyn, you know, Lil' Kim, Scott Storch, me, Questlove. Let's see, you know, if you want to be specific, you know. Other stuff I've done, you know, Eric Roberson, did the running joint for, Fly Away joint for Zap Mama featuring Common and Talib Kweli, yada, 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 hootie, hootie, blue credits, you know. Yeah.
Okay. And don't you have, what, 3-4 projects out? Were you a fifth project by now of your own and a former rock artist?
Yeah, officially I have 3 albums out. You know, I have 3 albums out. One called Hurry Up and Wait, one called I Predict the Riot, and the last one is Conscious Porn. Other albums, they were like side projects, mixtapes, you know, little things like that. But I have a new project coming out June 1st called Ishe Hezekiah Project, and I'm the producer and she's the singer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, that's great. That's great. So, what we're going to do, we'll just take a moment here and
mm-hmm.
play a little bit of you. So, and then we're going to come back and find out what you think sexy is. So, I mean, you have a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
I have Dance With Me up here, or do you want me to play Stand Guard right now?
Oh, yeah, that's from the up-and-coming project, Ishe Hezekiah. You know, like I said, I'm the producer, she's the singer, and the album drops June 1st. You can get it everywhere, iTunes, wherever. It's coming out on my label, 3 Crates. Yep.
All right.
Stand Guard, Ishe Hezekiah Project.
To the Conscious Porn album. The Conscious Porn album. The title in itself is so self-explanatory. If you claiming that you one thing, you a goddamn lie. Like, that's all you do is, like, burn incense and read books and all that shit. You don't do no freaky shit. You don't do no anything. You know what I'm saying? You just a holy, you got a halo over your head. Man, motherfucker, you a lie. You a goddamn lie. And on the other side, on the porn side, if you say you a thug, if you say you a thug or you just 100% freak or whatever, don't act like you don't have no political conversation. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to say that everybody is conscious porn. Like, cut all the labeling out, even though conscious porn is a label, but it's like, and now you got the second, you got like, you got street rap, and you got jiggy rap, and you got underground rap, you got the backpacking cats, you got the conscious rap, you got hipster rap, you got yada, 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 yada. Man, fuck that shit. Like, raise the ball back up, people. Stepping over it. We just stepping over it and it's getting fucking ridiculous. So, Mr. Senator James, back to the regular scheduled program.
Okay, Hezekiah.
must we. Somebody gotta say it.
All righty. So, man, you know, the next question comes up. You know, in your opinion, what is sexy?
Oh, what is sexy? Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sexy is when, I don't know. Hells is like a mating call to me. Like, I could be in a room, right? And I could be doing something in a quiet house, and I could hear a woman's heels, and just by the sound of her heels, you can tell what type of shoe it is, or how
heavy the woman is, or how, what size, you know, how, you know, it might be the size you like, and you know what size the heel is, how thick the heel is it a wedge, is it a, you know, you can tell all that, you know, at least like from a female connoisseur, we can tell these things, and you know my ears go up, like you know,
okay.
They call us dogs, you know, so I'm gonna just wear it, so you know our ears go up, and you know that's sexy to me, you know. Hearing hills from a distance, because then you like you curious. It's like the TV show The Voice, you know, like the show
okay.
The Voice. Like it's like my chair's turned around and I hear the hills and I gotta see I can't wait to turn around and see what the you know what's making this sound.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that's you know intriguingness is sexy to me. Like the guests, the mysteriousness. Like I don't like a lot of women that just. Wear a lot of short skirts and stuff like that. I like to see what's underneath it. Lately, I've been, you know, being in Philly and West Philly especially, I've been turned on by a lot of Muslim women because, you know, you don't know what's under there. So I'm pretty daggone curious. So it's like the more you cover up, the more, you know, you turn to me on, you know, the, you know, scandalously clad women, you know. Right now it's turning me on because the wintertime, you know, just passed and now I'm getting to see skin again. But, you know, once the effect of seeing skin for the first time, the fresh, you know, smell inside of skin, you know, is over. You know, the thrill of it is over. I'm over it. It goes away in like a week. That goes away in like a month. I'm just being for real with you.
All right. That's all right.
Yeah.
Hey. That's what we're here for. Now,
right.
Now, Dior just came on the line, and they called
yeah.
her Sexual Socrates. I want to get the audience to take a moment, and we want need you to introduce yourself. So first, hello, Dior.
Hi, how are you? And please apologize for my lateness, but how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. I was listening to him. I was like, ooh, he's talking about skin. That's my department. I like that. He's I'm being real. I was like, okay. I like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah, that's what to
all
be
right.
honest. So let's keep it. Let's keep it 200.
I know that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, let's keep it 200.
That's right. All right.
Well, Dior.
Yes.
You know, the world wants to know. Just need to get a little background. Anybody wants to know who is Dior and what's your claim to fame?
Oh, wow. Well, Dior is like so many things, but. Always talk about with all my different personalities, but as far as Dior, like he said, is just I am. Oh God, I always say I am woman, woman. That soft, everything that encompasses like the sweet, loving, caring, just so many things. There's so many things. It's hard to just say, like, with Dior, my claim to fame, I always say is sensuality. I love the whole sensuous love. Like, I always think that people so forgot about it. Like, the world just needs so much love. And that was the one reason for sensual thoughts is because I said, where is the love? And I have made sensual thoughts a movement. Like, really, it's a movement. Like, we're going to do this, and we're going to take it to the sensuality, and we're going to take it to the love, and we're going to talk about touching, feeling, and, as he said, smelling and skin, and we're going to take it back, you know, to where it should be, really. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's my claim to fame, for real.
All right. So, what we're going to do, just
mm-hmm.
we got a little feel of Hezekiah from
all
his
right.
music, and just to let everybody know, Sensual Thoughts is Dior's debut
mm-hmm.
album, and how can they catch it?
Mm-hmm.
How can they catch the album, Dior?
Oh, sure. Well, you can, right now I'm on Reverb Nation with Sensual Thoughts, where you can download it, you know, the MP3. And I'm on Facebook. And Dior's Poetic Playhouse. Everything is Dior's Poetic Playhouse. And once you're on Dior's Poetic Playhouse, all my other sites are listed on there as well. It's so many. It's so many.
Okay.
On there.
So we're going to listen to Central Thoughts right now, and when we come back, we're going to take it's another caller from 973. We're going to take that caller on, and then we're going to find out from you, Dior, what you think sexy is. And then
okay.
I want to hear that exchange between conscious porn. We're going to come back to you, Heather, the conscious porn, and I want to see what the sexual Socrates got to say about this conscious porn.
Oh,
all right. All right. This is a party. Let's make it a party.
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go.
I got a party hat on and a bow tie. That's all I got on.
I like that.
So.
I woke this morning feeling some sort of way, wanting you between my legs, moaning all those sensuous things you say that makes my hips sway and gyrate, because the strokes you deliver make me quiver between every thigh, with movements so smooth you turn my oceans blue, with every ah and ooh. Who knew that you loving me and me loving you would spark such ecstasy. Wet kisses down the neck and up the back, the sound of a smack on my ass has quite an effect. Wearing chantilly and lace in the bedroom or one of your favorite places, rubbing of the fine hairs on the side of my face while looking into my eyes definitely made your nature rise. But it's no surprise, 'cause when I'm alone, nobody loving me, holding me, kissing me, wanting me. Nobody pleases me. Quite the way you do, stroking me, caressing me, tasting me, brings me to my knees. Nobody pleases me. Quite the way you do. So dances and dips while you're feeling on my hips. Yeah, it was quite the trip that got us there. You playing in my hair makes all my senses flare. Kissing you passionately while hearing moans in your tone always puts me in the zone. But it's alright, baby. When I'm alone, nobody
loving me, holding me, kissing me, wanting me.
Nobody. Nobody pleases me.
Quite the way you do.
Back rubs, candles, hot bubble baths, and scented oils. Now that's quite the spoil. Sitting in the dark alone on the phone, listening to your deep tones and explicit words, always makes my hands roam to that secret garden of pleasure. But baby, there's no measure, 'cause when I'm alone, nobody
loving me, holding me, kissing me, wanting me.
Nobody. Nobody.
Hello.
Keep talking. Okay, all righty. I'm sorry. I couldn't unmute myself. I heard you, but I couldn't be heard. I don't know. All righty. We also had a caller from the 973 on the line. Hello, caller from 973.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
707. Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. Just listening to your show.
All righty. Okay, great. What's your name?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name, sir?
My name's Marvin.
Okay, Marvin. All righty. So you just listening in? You have any questions for anyone yet?
No, not really. I don't have any questions. I just kind of, like, thought I'd weigh in on the, like, sexy comment. Like, what do you think sexy is?
All right.
I think there's no universal definition for sexy. I think it's more on the individual, because different things turn different people on. Like the guy said before about hearing a woman walk. And I know that sometimes, like, you know, mystery, like he said about the Muslim, I know that I have the same experience. It's just the less you reveal, the more curious you are.
Yeah.
Therefore, you know, a Muslim lady, or in some people's cases, a nun, would seem sexy because they're covering up so much, except for maybe their face or their eyes or something like that, you know?
Okay.
And that's one aspect. The other would be the way that they carry themselves, or the tonage they use when they speak. Some people kind of like the bubbly personality, the larger-than-life, or, you know, maybe the mysterious type. You know, it's different for different people. There's no universal definition for sexy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. It is just like, you know, it's like love. It's in the eyes of the beholder.
Yeah.
And one reason why I really wanted to have this conversation is because, like, my view of sexy and different things, a lot of times I don't see it reflected in popular culture.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Justin Timberlake said, he's bringing sexy back. I'm like, so where is it? You know,
yeah,
there's
like
nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like a blanket statement. He's safe by saying, like, he's bringing it back, but not telling you specifically what it is in the first place.
Well, I think the way a lot of the popular culture defines it, the skirts get shorter, the cuts get lower, more is revealed. And I think that's, and you hear words and songs and all, and like they say everything they're going to do, you know, it's just like,
right.
You know.
But always
you know,
there's like a difference. Always there's a difference in sex and sexy.
Yeah.
So that's basically sex. You bring your sex back if you just, you know. But, you know, like, yeah, bringing sexy back is a whole different thing. It's, I think it's the allure, you know.
Yeah, and while I was listening to your show, I thought about the way society views sexy, and I realized that a lot of times people are allowing the media to define to us what sexy is. So if we don't see it in our lives, we automatically deem it not sexy. You know, like, this skirt is too long, so I don't think I'm sexy, for example, or
right.
Like, I'm not showing enough skin, so I'm not sexy. So some people who don't want to be sexy cover themselves up, and those who want to be sexy wear less. But like I said, it's in the eye of the beholder. Some people may find covering up more sexy and revealing more less sexy.
Mm-hmm.
So in some cases,
okay.
I guess the media is undoing what they're trying to do. If the individual stays true to themselves in what they feel is sexy.
Right.
Well, that's true. Well, you know, the media never is on our side anyway. They don't never really reflect our thoughts. Whatever they can keep us as robotic, but you know how much they can dumb us down. There's one quote I like from Hezekiah. He says he claims he's not a conscious rapper, a conscious artist. He just has something to say. I would love when it gets to the point that popular music and all at least has something to say. I don't you even want to judge what you're saying, but at least say something. Yes, you do. I would call you conscious, you know, but you claim you're not. But
I'm a little progressive, a little aggressive, a little rough around the edges, and it's so effective. Then I say, y'all love when I talk reckless on record. That's a tool for the fools, and I slip in a message. You know what I mean? And even Lauryn Hill said, even after all my logic and my theory, I add a motherfucker so you ignorant niggas hear me. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even Lauryn Hill said that. So that's my approach.
Yeah.
Okay,
I like that.
Well, we lost the caller from New York, but if you want to come back from 347, we saw you. Just come on back in, and we'll take you on the line. And but first, I want to go back to Dior. We want to bring the ladies in and the ladies' view as to what is sexy. So Dior, school of what is sexy?
First I wanted to say that I believe that Timberlake, that whole, as you stated on one of your comments, it was his whole swag and how he was doing things. I think so much for his statement, but sexy is so many things. Just as he says, for me, it's it is the way you carry yourself, because that shows through so much. I remember one time I was out, and I swore I was looking a hot mess. I mean, I was just out, sweat, hat pulled down. And this man said to me, "You are so sexy." And I guess I'm just oozing with it. I don't know. I've been told that. But it was like, even though I felt like this, or I said I looked like that, I guess it is just your whole aura. And to me, that's what that is. I remember a famous saying that I love by Eartha Kitt. She said, "Sexy you can become, sensuality is a state of mind." And I so love that. And it really is. It's that whole, how you think. I often tell when I do my whole workshops, on that pleasure is the principle, how to get your sexy on, that everything you do is being looked at. People look at how you pick up your phone and how you say something and how you walk and how you bend down and how everything is an art. There's an art to this. There's an art to lovemaking. It's an art to touching. It's an art to communication. This is all an art. It really, really is. And your whole verbiage, your whole tonage, your whole you. And my mom used to say, every day you should work on something about yourself. And so I think that's one aspect of it as well. The whole sexy.
Okay.
Some people, you have it, you just have it naturally. Some of us have to work on it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, in that, I would like to bring up and ask this question, because we had a few different things. We were, we got sexy, sex.
Mm-hmm.
Sensuality,
right?
Conscious porn, and so where do all of those things differ at?
Well, I always say, as far as porn is something that's like graphic sexual image, and it conjures up this whole animalistic reaction in you. It's either you like it or you don't. Where erotica is a graphic sexual imagery, but it's an extra component, or several extra components that resonate with, with the person. May it be artistic, it can be passionate, something that usually emotionally engages you in something, parlays into a fantasy that you have about it sexually, or, basically the way you relate with whoever you're looking at or however, if you're viewing it on a screen. And that's the whole, difference of it. It's an extra component. That whole erotica is, porn is just graphic. It conjures up all this animalistic
you know, stuff. And erotica is, like, totally different. You know, that's
okay.
People always
so,
ask me what they think the difference between it is, and I always tell them that.
Great.
Well,
so, my question is now, Hezekiah, how do we get to conscious porn?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get to conscious porn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, what made me come up with, like, the title conscious porn?
Yeah, what does it mean?
Let me see. It started, like, it was, like, years ago, man, 2002. You know, we was leaving, like, the Mumia rally, you know, we're in Philadelphia. So, you know, we me and my friends at the Mumia rally. And after the Mumia rally, around, like, 6 o'clock, something like that, hey, my friends was like, hey, what you want to do now? And my answer was, let's go to strip club, you know. So we went straight from the Mumia rally to the strip club. And from then, my friends called me Mr. Conscious Porn. I was like two, you know, it's like basically that, just that, you know, like two extremes. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
basically the yin and yang,
okay.
You know, yin and yang, you know, good, evil, all that stuff. It's like, we're human. Because everybody wants to, like, pigeonhole people into, like, titles and whatever. So,
right.
You know.
Right.
And in the music industry, I just hated being labeled as just a conscious rapper. Because then when I was saying something else outside of what people preconceived me as, they would I would have to fight my way out of the box every
right.
time. And I was like, I never said I was a conscious rapper.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like Tupac today. Like today is so segregated in hip hop. Like, you know, today Tupac would be considered a conscious rapper if he came out today, because his first single was, like, Brenda's Got a Baby. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So today he'd be considered a conscious rapper because of his first single. But, you know, a lot of rappers walk both sides of the fence. KRS-One, Public Enemy, you know, like N.W.A. even, you know, today F the Police would be a conscious song.
Yeah. It's so easy to get locked into titles.
Yeah.
Even though I do a lot of erotica, I mean, I do other types, but I will say
yeah.
this, because you're dealing with titles, I decided, because my whole sensuality and sexual movement and things to bring, as you say, consciousness
mm-hmm.
to certain things, you know, you have to grab attention. I said
right.
there are 1,000,000,001 singers, there are 1,000,000,001 people who do, as they say, Def Jam poetry, because I used to hate that too. Oh, you ever been on Def Jam? Oh, you? No, you know, it's 1,000,000,001 people that do that, but not 1,000,000,001 people who do what I do.
Exactly.
And that is the reason why I settled into this whole, you know, this conscious erotica, to bring attention
mm-hmm.
to the whole love, sensuality, you know, to make it a movement. I really did.
Yep.
And as they say, sex sells. And so
right.
I'm selling my conscious erotica.
There you go. There it
yes.
is.
Selling my
conscious. Beautifully said. Beautifully said.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes. My conscious erotica. Yeah.
And if you sell a bit, I'll buy a bit.
Okay. I know. If you buy a bit, I'll sell a bit.
Nice.
Jackie, know not to get me started. I'm being nice.
Okay. I'm
being nice.
So, Nicole on the line, what do you have to say about this from the 973?
Oh, about consciousness?
What they're talking
about. Or
about
sexuality?
Yeah. This is, you know, the whole thing, conscious porn, the difference between sex, sexy, sexuality, or sensuality.
Well,
about
I was thinking with porn and erotica, as Dio was saying earlier, I was thinking the two words that came to mind, covert and overt. I was
mm-hmm.
thinking porn was more overt, as in it was just out there, out in the open.
Yeah.
Whereas the erotica was more covert. It was more something that kind of sneaks up on you.
Right.
You don't see it right away. You just kind of have to pay attention and notice it and
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of feel it.
Right.
Like, it assassinates you, you know, in a way, but not in a bad way. That's that's what was going on in my mind when I was listening to her talk. They go for the overt because it's so easy. You know, like if someone's running up to you, you know they're going to attack you, you defend yourself. You know, that's easy. But when you have someone covert, they'll kind of sneak up on you. And it could have a long-term effect on you when something like that happens. That's why some people prefer to be more sensual, you know, than overtly sexual or, in some cases, perverse, which is another story for me. The definition of perverted is against nature. So when someone is perverted and you're a heterosexual, which is natural, and you do these things, they call you pervert, which is kind of weird to me. But anyway, covert is really what
Break it down.
Yes, I was right there. Hezekiah, there you go. When they talk about that labels, you know, all the time. You know, and I always say it depends on the person with the experience. You know, we are sum total of our experience, like who we are. Like, if your whole perception is going to be this, if you've never seen the world, you've never culture, you never do it, and you only been here, then you're limited with your outlook. So it depends on the person, you know, like I said, experiences. You know, if we've done a whole realm of everything sexually, like, well, we probably wouldn't see that as perverted. Whereas you ask someone who never did X, Y, Z, they'd be like, oh, my God, that's so perverted. Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried it? Did you ever know how I got? You know, so it depends on who you were around, who taught you.
It depends on the culture. Yeah, the culture
yes.
you was brought up in. Like you can take like a European kid and an American kid. You know, a European kid. Like, you know, we go to Europe all the time, and you can go and I mean, seriously, I was in Europe and I was going to the red light district. You know, going to the red light district, getting some sex. You know, right? And so. This one kid, this young kid, 17 years old, European kid, says to me, you want to pay for sex? Oh, my God. You know, and started laughing at me, you know. And I was a grown man. I was like, yo, in the United States, we pay $20 for lap dances. You know, and you guys pay 50 euro, which is like $70 for actual sex. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, so, you know, it's like just their thought of just like our version of perverse is way
different
because, you know, their infomercials like for their one night, their 1-800 sex lines, whatever, they have people actually having sex on TV for their commercials.
Wow.
So they're desensitized. That's what it don't even bother them.
You
know what I mean?
Their
rape rate is down.
I'm serious. I was in the military. I mean to cut you off, sir.
Yeah, you know that.
I was in the military, and we did this thing called cross-pollinization because it was a NATO fleet, which is different nations in a squadron. I went to an English ship as part of my cross-pollinization, and they showed me something that they show on regular TV, like kind of like a Degrassi thing or maybe One Life to Live soap opera type thing. Now, there was a scene where two teenagers in the TV show were having sex. Now, you could see the guy's butt, like his bare butt, and this is on regular TV that they would show on like prime time, and they would show the girl's breasts, but they wouldn't show anything like porn or X-rated stuff, but there was enough nudity to where it would probably get an X rating in the United States, and it wouldn't show on the air. You know, so their standards are definitely different. They're a little more loose, relaxed, or not as uptight about sex in Europe as it is in America.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it might go back to Quaker days here. That's probably why it was so uptight.
But you know what's funny about it, though? But, like, our extreme porn is nothing compared to their extreme porn. Our extreme porn might be, like, a gangbang. Or something like that. But if you watch German porn, it's like bukkake and, you know, like people feces and vomiting on each other. Like, it's totally extreme because of what they were raised, you know, their culture they were raised in. Like, they just sell sex all the time, so it's nothing. So you have to do the next thing. Like, so what?
Fancy.
Yeah, so
that
when
is,
does it...
That's crazy.
So it's,
that,
like, it's like a double-edged sword, yo.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It is, depends on so many. And I think, like, I believe here, I mean, especially when real sex hit, I really like that HBO did that. Because now you get to see, all some people were like, oh, my God. Did people do that, like the whole dominatrix, the whole, they were doing fetishes. I love that.
Right.
Like fetish, people have shoe fetish and ear fetish and this, and you get to see the extreme, and then those people look at him like, oh, ew. And like you say, in other countries, they're like, oh, they just getting to that?
Right.
You know? So like I said, it depends on your whole something total. You know, what you were raised in, culture, who was around you, who taught you, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, that's great. Y'all both brought up great points. It really is. So,
yeah,
so much
America
is
just a lot of undercover stuff. People into
yes.
that, because I know Philly got
yeah.
a big fetish community. That's what that whole
yes.
Wild About Philly was about.
Wow.
They had a whole show that does that. It's all Wild About Philly is about. There's a big-time fetish community here.
Wow.
And, yeah, so, you know, they operate dead air, you know, people, you know, whatever, had their pretenses. But what I like to do, I'm gonna play another song, then we're going to come back, we're going to close out. So what I like y'all to think about what your closing statements will be, I need y'all to let us know how to follow each one of you. How do we follow up, even our caller on the line? If people like what you say, you like what you heard, they want to follow you, you know. We hear about supporting one another. So, like, you know, you got to put your money where your mouth is. If you really
that's
like
right.
it, you want to go download that Stand Guard, you want to go tell somebody about Hezekiah, you want to hit him up on Twitter. He lives on Twitter, so he may have a few ways to hit him up, but, you know, he lives on Twitter. So I'm going to do this one, and I really like the end of it. This is Wear Your Soul Out, and it's from the album Forgivable, Mecca, but it features Lyrispect. The Lyrispect wears it out at the end.
What up, Lyrispect? Philadelphia.
Yes.
Take off pretending. Get to your inner soul. I got an image of you outside your clothes. Right here, yes, dear. I'm working magic on your inner sphere, so I can hear you clear. Get near, yes, near, right near. Mental pictures got me writing switches. Fantasy taking fly ass pictures. I'm an extra star, been training to flip your script vicious. When you least notice it, take your mind and hold it, so your imagination can be in focus, and our purpose can be noted. Prophecy in my back, a reason to be folded. Cause I noticed you like me sweating. Your aura got me guessing, you don't like undressing. Biting my lips, you want me stressing, I've been a bad being. Time for a feeding, stress relieving, with the idea of conceiving. Birthing sweetness, you working with a slow breath. Relax, this will be good for your health. Are you a subscriber of sleep deprivation? Cause I don't believe in holding time for untimely relations. So let me inform you what you could possibly be facing. Time for passion tasting, euphoric sensations. Draped across your patience cause you had me waiting. And the judge, don't come in tonight. And if you put up a fight, just your last until tomorrow night. And you can get off, my energy can't stand to walk right. In the daylight, the cigarette smoked it. Dietary focus, limited in doses until you stroked it. I'ma wear your spirit like a vintage. Hold it up to a percentage. Yeah, go call your mans and them cause you gon' need them to watch you for the weekend. Is that your mental set? You look a little upset. Half you want to remember, the other half wants to forget. Are you amazed at? Warning, this is damage control. I'ma wear your soul out of them clothes.
and then let me wear your soul out.
Claiming they ain't nobody like us. Be wanting me before she didn't speak. I went from Buckwheat to Billy D in just 1 week. And girl, don't wanna date me cause I'm tight with my Luka shoe. I could squeeze a nickel to the Buffalo poop. So, let's two-step in the name of romance. And we can advance if you shut up and dance, girl.
Monday night, not much to do, so I linked up with the ladies, rode out with the crew, walked in the spot, and yo, I seen this dude, same cat from last month who made me evil with cheese and food. Y'all know how his sister do, caught his eyes real quick, checked for a chick, let the time pass by till it was 2:06. We glossed the lips a little with a mix.
And she said she go lesbian if she didn't love dick, but she's so sick of being lovesick. Cause dudes think they slick when they try to dig her down, quick to sink into her, but slow to stick around. So I try to explain, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but all dudes ain't the same. And to put you through the pain ain't the reason I came. Baby girl, my main aim is to get you to dance. Push it easy on the eye, try and get next to mine. We can do the damn thing. You already know my name. Fell in love with the art form, Kevin Yanon, and how she love the song. Uniform, make you lead. Maybelline, Queen, Miracle Bright. Accent is the buzz, lick the lips dry. Lipstick reapply several times a day. Sipping on something bubbly, got a rubber made.
We start talking, dude, man, it's been grown. With a cadence and a swagger, that's to take me home. I'm checking them right, feeling all right. A little rough around the edges, but that's what I like. So I leaned in, motion come closer, put my lips near his ear so we shoulder to shoulder. And yeah, I said, so sweet, I might take you home if you dance with me.
See, I want it all, oh, nothing at all. Get involved, gotta give the people what they want.
It's just that systematic. If you want it, you can have it.
See, I want it all, oh, nothing at all. Get involved, gotta give the people what they want.
It's just that systematic. If you want it, you can grab it.
See, I want it all, oh, nothing.
Sup, Ishay, the antidote, and I'm rocking with Hezekiah, the remedy. Cause he got the cure for the common cure. So beautiful. He got the cure for the common cure. So his name is Hezekiah. Call him Dr. Feelgood. Prescribing melodies like only he should.
Stop the music. Don't ever stop the music. Take that shit to the hallway, to the office, anywhere. Don't ever never stop the music. That's what pay the bills. We can't stop the music. We ain't got nothing to meet about it. We don't have the music.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Shout out to Ishay. I'm in San Diego right now with Ishay. We're about to rip this show down.
All righty.
Kyver, I'm at the hotel
That portion. Okay, you know that portion that his name is Hezekiah. That portion, I made a ringtone for you, and that's a popular ringtone.
Really?
His name is Hezekiah.
Really?
Yeah. I send you all that stuff. Don't pay attention.
Hey, send me that.
Uh-huh. See, you got to be on top of it. Damage control. Can you tell us everybody who's on that Hezekiah? Tell everybody who's on that piece.
On that song that you just played?
Yes.
Oh, the song you just played, that was actually an album that I don't know if you know Mystic. It's the light, she's from California. Me, Mystic, and Dave Gitto, we recorded that album in, where the hell we record that album at? Vienna, Austria. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And it's called Summer. The album's called Summer in Vienna. So that's the album we have together. It's called the group is called This, That, and the Third. And This, That, and the Third is me, Dave Gitto, and Mystic.
Okay.
And the song was called Dance with Me.
I like it.
And where can
people
find
it
if they want to get that?
That's free online. That whole album is free online. We didn't find a label for it, so we just threw it out ourselves. We just threw it out free to the public. It's called This, That, and the Third.
All right.
And
yeah,
it's also
like on Cure for the Common Soul?
Nah, it's called This, That, and the Third.
Yeah,
it's a full album.
It
oh, it's also on Cure for the Common Soul. Yeah. Yeah, it's a mixtape. It's on Cure for the Common Soul mixtape. My fault.
And you had to make her check. She had to do a double take. She was like, wait a minute.
Man, I put out so much crap in the last, I put out so much music in the last year. Like, last year I put out, like, four projects. Yeah,
wow. Okay. So now, Hezekiah, you in a producer hat, okay? You're in a producer hat right now. As a producer, how can people get at you? They want beats, what's the best way to get at you?
Hit me up on Twitter, Hezekiah3RD, like third, 3RD. So hit me up on Twitter, Hezekiah3RD, I'll work with you as far as, like, prices are concerned, indie prices, super indie prices, I'll work with you. I'm always making beats, so I got, like, tracks sitting around.
I have to get with you, too. I'm not like Hezekiah.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm here. I'm here.
That's what's up. Now, to experience your music and everything, to experience what you do, if they want to hear it, they want to buy it, what's the best way? Like you said, you have three formal albums, plus your mixtapes. What's the best way? Where can they go to experience Hezekiah in his catalog?
Go to iTunes. Hezekiah, iTunes the name. So if you go to iTunes.com/Hezekiah, I own that domain. All my albums pop up.
Okay then. So everybody, and also the links are here in the chat room. So go to iTunes.com/Hezekiah, and you can experience his catalog. You can buy his music and videos. Tell him about your video work.
Yeah, I got videos. Directing. Like, my video work. I'm a director also. I do it all. Which is the reason why I run my own label now. I do it all. I direct videos. I do a little bit of graphic design. I'm an engineer. I'm a producer. I'm a songwriter. Multimedia artists, that's how you got to be nowadays. It's not even amazing to hear people say that nowadays, but that's everybody nowadays. That's how you got to do it nowadays. If you do it the old way, if you stuck into the old formula, you're going to get left behind. So, that's pretty much everybody now.
Okay. And Dior?
Yes. Well, I first have to just say big ups to Hezekiah because he's so right. But my album, Sensual Thoughts, my babe, as I should say, big up to James Gibbs III, who is my producer. Well, actually, I had two on this, but he produced, overall produced. I have Steve Kelly. But let me just, like I said, James Gibbs, just to start off with him, who is a phenomenal, he's trumpeteer. He's actually a trumpet player. He does some things, you know, Jay Records and some other artists. And I also had Steve Kelly, big up to Steve Kelly, who just moved to Trinidad. I miss you. Who was Whitney Houston's former guitarist for like many years, was in on this as well. And I had some wonderful artists on here. I had Adrian Seitz, Melvin McKnight, as you know, who is just wonderful. Both their powerhouses in their own right. All this stuff is written, you know, by myself. It's my, you know, my material and the music by, like I said, Steve, Melvin, and James. And you can find me, basically, I'm on Twitter also, the House of Dior on Twitter. And as I said, Facebook has listed all my sites. So you go on Facebook and just click on it. It just takes you anywhere you want to go. Reverb, Fanbridge, all, you know, you have to stay heavily connected. You know, Jackie, I'll be forgetting all of them. There's so many pages. I'll be like, just look me up, Rebo, all of them. Whatever I can be on, I'm there.
Love it. I just yes. Tell everybody I'm Googleable. So just, you know.
Yes, right.
I'm Googleable.
Yes, we are so Googleable. Yeah, I love it. And and also, I'm back in the studio with my single hit, Heat. I'm working on that. And just, I'm getting all these wonderful producers. Big shout out to Paul Avenjournos, who is a Grammy-nominated ambient music. We're supposed to be doing something. Hopefully I'll get myself an orchestra. That's what we're working on. Let me tell you, give a black child an orchestra, I don't know what I'm going to do. If I get some backup with an orchestra. But that's what I'm working on currently. And as you know, you can find me on I have a show coming up with someone. It's called Goddess. It's going to be at the Cavalier Roselle on May 21st. And you can also, that's on Eventbrite as well as Facebook under Dior's Poetic Playhouse. You can reach out to me at Dior's Poetic Playhouse on Facebook. And as I said, the House of Dior on Twitter, you know, and you can find all the information. Everything is listed.
Cool. And you know, yeah. We have people on the West Coast you even have a couple people out in San Diego.
Okay.
I told you.
What up, San Diego? Well, Diego.
That's right. What's up?
Don't let my nephew hear you say Diego, boy.
You said what? What did you say?
I said, don't let my nephew
don't
hear
let
you
his
say
nephew.
Diego.
I know that's right. That's a bit time. That's what's up.
All righty, so let me see if Carla's still on the line. Yes, I'm sorry, Carla. I forgot your name again for the 973.
Oh, it's all right. My name is Marvin. I'm just enjoying the conversation,
Marvin.
You know, taking it all in.
Right.
I gotta
got
say,
any announcements
Kai,
for us, Marv?
Your songs that they put on this radio show are excellent. I enjoyed them, and I will be browsing iTunes to see if I can find any more, because they're really you're very talented. The song, the singer is also talented, and the lyrics just hit me in a place.
Oh, thank you.
You know, most songs that they play on the radio don't hit me. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
It's like yeah, it's like a jewel, you know, diamond in the rough.
Thank you. Shoot, I'm glad I did it so now.
Right?
I wish more people were, like, that talented, overtly talented, I should say, you know.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you, Marvin.
Well, we have them out here. It's just, you know, politics and mainstream sometimes, you know. They put the bad ones up and the good ones. So it's like, you like, wait a minute. I hear all this stuff just going to the, you know, I go around the way. I can hear all this good stuff. Then I have to turn on the radio. Like,
I know. You know, that's one of the things that's beautiful about what Ron Heyman does. Big shout out to Ron. And, you know, we have all these unsigned artists. Let me tell you, when he sits there and play all this music, you sit there and go, these are unsigned artists. But I don't know why that is, like, such a, you know, surprise, because we have so much talent. And big up to the emergence of the Internet. It just made all this, you know, it just brought a new something to the game, because they weren't ready for that. And I'm so happy that people like Hezekiah and myself have brought out our talents, where people say, oh, I never heard that, or I like that. You get a bigger choice than them always repeating the same, hitting you in the head with the same people, the same, you know, when they just
kind
of, yes, the same reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could go to this whole unsigned, you know, the indie highway is what it's called. And I love that. When you go to indie highway, you get a choice of so many sounds and so many. Yeah, and I love that we have a bigger choice. I really do.
Yeah, I love it too. Because for the longest time, the longest time, like, major labels had you believing that black people didn't even do rock music. But
yeah.
It was like a whole gang of rock bands, like, all these years, like, you know, in the underground.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and we have it all. So, that's one of the platforms of the Mass Degree O Radio. It's just, you know, that's one of the reasons. And just to integrate good music and spoken word, all kind of conversations. I play it when I talk about marketing shows, whatever. And, you know, you know, words and power, whatever, but it can be integrated. And so I guess my closeout remark for everybody is, you know, what we've learned for the day, sexy is hearing heels. Okay?
Yeah.
And just the sound of it can spark the imagination to who's wearing those heels. So, lady, get your heels on and make sure you get your walk together. Your walk has to sound
just
right.
But don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hurt yourself. We can also tell if you're struggling walking, and that ain't sexy.
No.
So don't hurt yourself.
Well, that's why I said that it's an art. It definitely is an art to it. And just like when I teach I have another class, you know, that I teach young individuals, young children, etiquette, and it's about the walk. We have to be stripped down and brought up to this whole, you know, etiquette meant everything, and it does, and that's part of it. You know, when you get all that confidence in yourself, your walk, your talk, your everything, I mean, the sky is not the limit when you just feel so grand. And that's sexy, too. Confidence is sexy.
Confidence,
you can wear
awesome.
It. Yes, it is. Confidence is
I think
so
that's
sexy.
Probably one of the most sexiest things, a person with confidence.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It attracts.
It's
so,
true.
That really is true.
Okay.
I don't mean to cut you off again, but it just reminds me of an experience I had. There was this woman, I was walking to the Chinese store, and this woman just came up to me and started talking. And she didn't know me from Adam. And it was that confidence that kept me talking to her. And long story short, I ended up going out with her for like a year.
Wow.
Yeah. And she wasn't even in her best outfit or anything. You know, she was just like a regular Joe on the street. Not dressed up, no makeup, nothing. So not anything that the media would deem as sexy. She didn't really have it. But the confidence was what drew me to her. The fact that she didn't know me, and she was willing to talk to me and just strike up a conversation.
I hear that.
Wow. Yeah.
Always say the same thing about a smile. Like a smile, every time ladies, a smile goes a long way. I could see like a perfect 10. Next to it, like a 6, and the perfect 10 is like frowning, and the 6 is smiling. I gravitate to the 6.
Oh yeah, and you know what? I'm a sound person, so I say your verbiage, your whole verbiage and tonage,
Oh, my God, it can make a person's day. That's why I was doing the whole attack on texting today. People with the texting, please do not text me if I gave you carte blanche. I mean, texting serves a purpose. But if I gave you carte blanche to call, I want to hear your voice. Like, I like to hear, like, I could call you today as a guy and say, hey, sweetie, how you doing? You say, you know what? I was feeling some kind of way, but you made, yes. You made me feel so good today. I'll be like, hey, sweetie. And it just, you like, girl, you made my day. I'm so happy.
Ain't nothing like a voice, girl. Yeah, like about that.
Nothing like
you.
Yeah,
so I guess we basically learned that, you know, all of those frivolous things about the sexy dress and the whole Beyonce type thing and all, that doesn't really necessarily make you sexy. You know, it's your swag, it's your confidence. You know, it's your walk, it's your luring, and it's the mystery, especially for women. It's the mystery. If you, or even them young guys think if you got to walk around with your shirt off, that means something and all, but people have to wonder. You know, my best example of that is I was with a photographer from Philly. I'm going to see if I know one, say his name, but he was helping out with a project. I was helping a friend that had helped me out. They were doing a Vixen calendar. I really felt out of place because I really couldn't feel like, I don't know what you consider sexy. That was another thing to say what you want for your calendar.
But
and
a Vixen
then,
is a different, is a different thing. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, like from a woman, for a male, you know, it's just a lot of things. And then, also, too, with from photography, like, well, a person could look one way, but they could be totally different through the camera. And that was one lesson. We did a go-see with the photographer. When we saw those shots, because these weren't super professional models, their confidence killed their shots. The lack of the camera, oh, my gosh, it was like a magnifying glass on their self-esteem.
Wow.
And killed it for them.
Wow.
And then the other thing was the photographer, he was trying to get to the guy, you know, he's the president, trying to find out what he actually wanted. Because we were going to hit the market what he wanted. He needed to shoot. So he's trying to make him figure out what he wanted. So he had pictures of all the women. So he would take one. Well, what do you think of this one? What do you think of this one? Now, one woman, he said, well, I kind of like her because, you know, she's pretty and all. She's sexy. But you still wonder if you can actually get her or not. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he showed her another picture of another model submitted a picture. And she's a stripper. And even though I've seen a regular acting headshot of her, for some reason, the picture she submitted, I guess because she did it was for a Vixen calendar, she submitted her stripper card. Which, I mean, she had the body of life, but barely any clothes on. But the photographer says, oh, well, you know, she don't fit the mold. Threw her card aside. So not only do we know what that is, we may be a little afraid we might get something.
Oh, wow.
And that was.
I know, right? Like,
I mean, she can get something for anybody.
You know,
just because she's a stripper don't mean she's a hoe.
Right.
But
I mean,
image. You know, that's the image, though. I didn't say because she was a stripper. I'm saying the image that she submitted is the card that she uses, her stripper card. So she was in one of her stripper outfits.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that's what she chose to submit to represent herself.
Okay.
So I would have better chance if she would have submitted her
if she had submitted something else. But, you know, we're back to titles again, which, unfortunately, you know, you have to be careful. You have to be careful with. Just like he said, just because you're a stripper don't mean that you're
You know what the funny thing is? They were doing a Vixen calendar, and they wouldn't accept strippers. But if you know about most Vixens, Rosa Acosta, you know, I can name like a million of them, Amber Rose, you know, they were all strippers.
Right.
So what the hell is he talking about?
Right.
He obviously was knowledgeable about Vixens.
That felt with the guy who wanted to do the Vixen calendar. He really didn't know what he wanted. Or he was either
he didn't know
what he wanted, or he was afraid to articulate what he wanted.
So the man, the photographer was just trying to get to what he wanted. He needed him to show him an example of what he considered. So now the girl, you know, he had the pretty, I mean, she still had a super, super short dress on because that's just their dress code. But he picked the girl if he wasn't sure if he could get. But her image, if that was the image he was going after, well, then the woman who submitted the image now in her stripper outfit, and they, and no one said she was a stripper. This is just the outfit she had. You know, this is what she submitted that didn't match because there was no curiosity. It was all bared.
Right.
If you see that image, you know, you're not going to say, oh, I wonder if I can get that. I wonder if I can. You're not going to think that. So that's what he was comparing. But I do believe that there was definitely the guy who wanted the calendar definitely didn't really know what he wanted. He wasn't able to speak what he wanted because he, you know, he couldn't fully articulate.
Right, you know what? All I'm thinking,
what he wanted.
I'm thinking, Jackie, well, then, you know what? He probably don't know what sexy is either. So I'm listening to the story saying, well, he a lost soul anyway. So, you know, that can happen, you know, to people. And that right there, again, is that whole sum total thing of how you see something and you couldn't even express it to the photographer. So, you know, again, we're running
around. Because that's a lack of confidence in yourself. He has he had a lack of confidence, and he really didn't want sexy. He wanted Vixen, which is close, a little bit more porn-like. That's actually what he wanted.
Right.
He was just afraid because he around women or afraid. He's afraid to do him and say whatever it is you want. And if he'd been able to articulate what he wanted, or if he even truly knew, then what he wanted could have came alive. But it's still an example to show, you know, the main thing I really got in for it, the woman who had the very revealing, almost naked outfit was not deemed as sexy as compared to the woman who was more covered.
Right.
You know, and it was the mystery and allure that
But
if you're doing a Vixen calendar, you want to see what you get.
Right.
You know,
it wasn't my project. It wasn't my idea. It was, you know, if I was going to help him market it, we needed to get him to articulate, and that's what we're trying to get to the point. You know, what it is that you want. I can't help you if you can't tell me what it is. If you can't, you know. If you can't get your voice out, I can't help you market it.
Well, you know what, Jackie? I want to say this while I'm on here also, that I want to get to the men. One of the things I have a problem with today, and I really, and it goes across the board, I'm going to speak from my experience doing all the pleasure as a principal type parties and being going to them and just so many over the years. I have a problem with men and sensuality. There are not a lot of, and I'm going to give an example, you know, come across a lot of sensual men. Like, now this younger generation, they got this whole swag going on, and it may be sexy in their whole right, but let me tell you, men will, you know, sit around. I always use this example. They say, I want you to be that chick. Yeah. I want you to sit on it, and I want you to bounce on it, and I want you to be able to shake your butt, and I want you to do this, and I want you to know how to fuck. Yeah, I want you. And I go, I got you. Then I go, okay, my turn. I want you to jump up on the table. I want to make it rain. I want to get my toys out. Wait a minute. They go, toys. They go, toys. What toys? No, baby, because I like, let me get my anal beads out. Let me, what, wait, you ain't saying nothing about no anal, but woo, what you thought was good for Shaquita ain't good for me. You didn't think you needed to talk about it. Really? You mean to tell me you have a limitation? We didn't speak about that, because why you say I want you to be that chick? I say, baby, I got you. What happened? It was this whole, wait, with me, what you mean? You don't do none of this? What you trying to say?
And look, I got my own box of toys under my bed. So you good.
You one of those rare ones that do that, but a lot of them do that. No idea, no inkling, because like you said, you just thought, oh, it's just so simple. How bad could it be? You really need to talk about sex these days, because what was good for Shaquita is not my thing. You know, you have to find out those levels of you know, what a person likes, because they just all think, I hear men all the time, oh, I ain't letting a woman stick nothing in my butt. I said, but you want to stick something in my butt.
I ain't letting nobody stick nothing in the booty. But you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm talking about like their anal beads, but what I'm saying is there are some men who are in that. But I want to say this, behind closed doors, nobody knows that if it's a pleasure.
I believe it. I believe it.
Oh, yeah. And this is what I'm saying. A lot of people swear they're freaky. No, boo, you ain't freaky. No, you're not this. No, your limits stop right here.
Yeah,
like I said,
yeah, my limits stop at the butthole.
Okay. But I'm saying I have been to parties where, you know, of course they have the swingers party. You could tell those people who have been in that life and that culture and those people who are like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm here. Like,
yeah.
They all excited. Yeah. Because,
you
ain't really been in it, you know.
Right.
So we could tell because you looking real brand new.
You looking real brand new, yeah.
Yeah, real brand new.
You know, you scared to talk to people. Yeah, my boy was like, every time I go to, like, a strip club or somewhere, he's like, man, he just in here like you belong there. Like, you just own the place. Like, yeah, but, yeah, man, yeah, that's another thing. Because, like, me, only been to, like, two of them parties, and I'm still nervous. Like, I'm cool going to, like, the sex shops and all that stuff. But the group sex party, I still got that fresh face. I've only been to two. I ain't going to lie.
You got the fresh face. Yeah, because you can tell them they standing around. And they, like, in awe of what's going on. If anybody's ever been to a swinger party, those people, let me tell you, they arrive in groups like We the Blue Jays. Like, they have names for their groups.
Right.
That's how you know. This is a lifestyle. And and so these people exist, like, really, really exist on many, many, many levels. So I'm just here to say, if you ain't got your sex game up, you need to, you know, step. Don't get mad. Step your game up. Don't step your game.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I always tell because it happens. Because they ask me all the time, D.O., why you single? I was like, I'm single because I want a M-A-N, man, in every, you know, in every level. You know, I don't want nobody, like, scared, because I'm, like, when we doing the real Bonnie and Clyde, like, for real. I got you. You got me. I got you. Like, on some real. And some, they swear. I go, where are all these people that swear they like that? Like, boo, you ain't got it. Next, no. You, next, no. No. No, I don't know why they
okay.
And I'm not dissing men.
Females are similar too, you know what I mean?
Well, you know what I want to ask you?
They be like, I ain't never do that before, I ain't doing that, you know? It's the same, but it's probably more, you know, probably more men, because, like, I don't know.
We didn't cover what was sexy for men. Dior, what do you feel sexy in a man?
Oh, definitely. I got to have it. Let me tell you,
my baby daddy.
But look, Barack Obama with his swag, did y'all see him walk to the mic? I'll be like, oh, I'll be screaming every time he walked. That man has the confidence in him just will drop you to the floor. He just has such a confidence that is so sexy. And I think that, and for me, I could watch a man walk across the floor with such confidence, and it's a way, like, I remember this one guy, he was like, so ladies, and he would just put his hand on your back. You're like, oh, my God, I'm a melt. I love a man with a confidence, just like swag, just oozing with it. I love it. Mm-hmm. It just, that's
all right,
so sexy.
Hezekiah, what do you do to get your sexy on when you're trying to get your sexy on? You trying to be sexy, what you do?
I don't know anymore.
But when you've been told, have you ever been told you're sexy?
Yeah, I've been told I was sexy. But, you know, I honestly don't even know anymore. You know, what I do to get my sexy on.
It's like so routine nowadays. Like, I don't know, man. I mean, I it's like once you done did everything, it's like, what you gonna do next? Like, and I honestly, I enjoy stuff. You know, I enjoy it, but it's like, you know, sex to me.
No, just
know.
Being sexy. You know, you getting dressed, you going out. I mean, what do you doing? Oh,
being sexy,
that. You know?
That part, not
yeah,
sex,
we just
sexy.
Talking,
okay.
Yeah,
gotcha,
sexy.
Gotcha. Oh, the smells, you know.
He's like, oh,
you
the
know.
Wrong thing.
Yeah, sex is sexy. Sex and sexy are two different things. You know, the smells. Depends what type of mood I'm in. Sometimes, you know, I'd be in like an all black mood, just wear all black. Sometimes I'd be in a suit mood. Sometimes I just, like tonight, I'm wearing like a dashiki and a cardigan over top of it with chucks, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know,
right.
Just for show and some Ray-Ban glasses. You know, sometimes I feel like wearing a tux, you know? Sometimes it depends, you know? Depends the mood.
Yeah, I like a man with a good smell. Oh my God, you Amel, you be like,
yeah.
I will follow you home smelling like that. Okay, like really, I be saying that to baby. I'ma follow you home smelling. When a man smells so good, oh wow, I like that. A well dressed man, a man that's well dressed and he's like cut real nice. I like a sharp cut. I pay attention to all that. I like a man that's well manicured. Oh my goodness. I love it. Along with
Marvin.
So you like a man that's
Marvin,
manicured.
Marvin, are you still on the line?
You like a man that smells good.
Yeah, I'm still here.
And a man that wear anal beads. Say that.
Not wear anal beads. That was just an example.
Wear beads.
Look, I just like a man that ain't scared, you know? Don't be scared.
I know. Yo, Marvin, what you got to say, Marvin?
Oh man, you got me. I'm stuck on the wind anal beads. Like, yo, you got anything for your neck? What you doing, man? Oh man,
you wearing them all day long.
Oh, I can't stop thinking about it.
Oh, goodness. No.
Well, anyway, getting back to what you said about smell, I had told one of my exes about smell. You know, we tend to forget our nature, that one of the things that we judge people on is us, you know, like our senses. We have to use our sense of smell. A lot of people cover themselves up with cologne, perfume, and different types of body oils and things like that, and you don't really get to smell their natural scent.
Right.
You know, only when you're intimate with somebody and you like maybe share a bed with them, you get to smell them, and it's subconscious. You don't actively smell them. You're inhaling deeply when you're sleeping, and you're sleeping next to them, so you get their DNA smell. I call it DNA.
Mm-hmm.
DNA,
yeah.
You get it in their clothes, in their sheets, and things like that. That's why when you're in love with somebody and something of theirs that's personal, it belongs to them, you tend to hold on to that when they're gone, like if you broke
up. Marvin is killing it right now, but
you know?
It's
important, but it's not always a cologne. In fact, I have been told several times by a girl, like, oh, you smell good. What kind of cologne you wearing? I'm like, I'm not wearing anything. And I usually don't wear cologne. If anything, I might wear some deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
That's it. And then they'll say, oh, you smell good. What's that? I'm like, oh, that's probably my deodorant. No, it's not that. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I guess it's me, you know?
Well, people don't know. Like,
you ever kiss somebody? You ever kiss somebody and then you get home? And you smell your upper lip, and it smells like that person.
Yes. I was about to say, people don't know, like, what you eat, a lot of that. Now, you know what, I wouldn't call it gross, because I don't call it gross, but that's the same thing with, like, oral sex. You tell men, you know what, look, your sperm, people don't know that. What you eat, it comes out, and it, right, I be like, oh, your stuff, you know, when it's sour, no, you got to eat sweet stuff. You know, it comes out your skin. It comes out your pores, your whole healthy. It comes out. It really does. I tell people, if you unhealthy, you smell, when you say, that's not it, you're like, that's your deodorant. No, that's not it. It's something coming out your pores. That's like garlic when it comes out your pores or what you've been eating. Or we'll just say, let's say the Indian culture, when they eat that curry, all that, you could smell, all that stuff.
Yep. For sure.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that, but I was afraid that somebody might deem it as like a stereotype. But really, it's true.
They
Trinidad, right? And you know, Trinidad is mostly blacks and Indians. In fact, Indians run the country because they were the first slaves to Trinidad. Anyway, curry, a lot of things that we eat is curry.
Right.
And if you go to an Indian's house, their house is going to smell like curry. And like, hey, what, you cooking roti?
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, that was last week. Curry stays for a long time.
Same with Ethiopian. Same with Ethiopian food. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's gonna come out the person, the person's pores, like Dior said.
Yeah, it does. So women eat a lot of berries. You know, if you eat a lot
and drink
berries,
a lot of water.
It goes through your system.
Yeah, I'm citrusy.
But the berries are good. Give you a good taste and.
I hear a lot of women complaining that their men don't go down on them. I'm like, hey, eat some berries.
Eat some berries, and he'll eat your berries.
He'll go down if you eat berries
on his knees. That's
put some berries,
like
put some berries in the
knees,
put some berries in the bush.
He said, put berries in the bush.
Eat some berries.
But yo, I got Dory, Jackie, and Marvin. I gotta run because I got my ride here. But yo,
okay.
I had a ball. I'm glad we did this.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Had a blast, man.
A lot of fun. Yes.
All right.
And you are so clever. Keep it up.
Yes, thank you.
we have to. All right. We definitely have to get together.
Well, come on, all right, come on Facebook and let's link.
Okay, all right. Rock it out.
All righty. So, Dior, give us your closing statement, and you do the same, Marv. And then we're going to roll out on Dior's tripping.
Okay.
My favorite song.
Thank you. My closing statement for overall?
You got 30 seconds and the whole world listening. What do you want us to know?
Always keep your sexy on. It's important. It is to keep your confidence, your sexy, and always work on yourself. Like every day, work on something about. That's always been my motto because it was taught to me from my mom. You know, you improve something about yourself every day. Make you an art. Like really, living, loving, learning art, just more of it, and always say pray on it. Really, you know, ask for more love, more tolerance, more peace, more everything, more love, more just more of it. You know, I always have this statement, which is one of my favorite songs by Barry White. Big ups to him. I got so much love to give. I really do, and I just love it. I want people to know what that really is. To know what it is. I've been privileged to know what love is, and I hope more people get to know what that is.
And all right.
Okay,
Marvin, 30 seconds and the whole world listening.
Okay, well, what I got to say as a closing statement is sexy is what you make it. I mean, there's some people, they like tall women, they like short women. If you happen to be a tall woman and everybody around you like short women, you're probably going to be discouraged. But the thing is, it's what you make it. You can make that work for you. You make a man who likes tall women like you. I mean, make a man who likes short women like you because you're tall. It's just how you carry yourself and how you do things, like the way you talk and, like, you know, maybe your natural smell and the way you walk, the way you approach, the way you communicate with people, things like that. And always be aware of yourself. Be self-aware.
Right.
Know what you're doing. You know, and confidence.
Yeah.
Those things, it's a recipe for sexy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sensual thoughts, the movement. Right.
Well, I want to thank everyone for listening in. I want to thank our guest, Hezekiah, and Dior and our special calling guest, Marvin. He really kept the conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank y'all. You know, great conversation and great points. And, you know, did bring it to light that many people don't really think the sexy is the revealing and the breast out and how short your dress can be and all of that. It's, as you said, it's your confidence and it's your walk, it's your air. And it should always be a sense of mystery. People want to get to know you. So,
right.
You know, there, you know, should be, you know, something about that. So, you know, especially in our young ladies or older ladies here, you're wondering, sometimes, you know, just keeping it simple, just being you, you know, a lot of times we already have that going on. So
I just remember something. Sorry to cut you off. Don't give off so much. Don't give away so much. You know, like how some women say, make the man work for it. You know, you give less. Don't give nothing, but give less. The less you give, the more you get. Because, like you said, mystery. People like mystery. If you reveal too much about yourself all at once, who's going to stick around? They're like, oh, there's nothing for me to learn here. Let me move on.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie, I want to say I had someone there hitting me all on Facebook, and he said, I sure enjoyed the show. It seems like you guys need more than an hour to broadcast.
Yeah, because after an hour we went short, he needed to call in. Tell him if he calls in, he can still hear it before we leave out.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, well, that's good, that's good, that's good. So, yeah, we're definitely going to do a part two on this one. We're going to do a part two one. We're definitely going to do a part two where we can, you know, dwell a little bit more and just play some great music and all. So, this is Master Grio Radio.
Yes.
I will post the blog this week, and that way you'll get everybody's information. I know what songs people be able to follow up. I'm going to just start posting blogs after every show. But the links are in the chat room, but the chat room will go down. Now, Dior, you can find her at HTTP Reverb Nation, ReverbNation, ReverbNation.com / Dior, D-O-R, The House, T-H-E-H-O-U-S-E, of Dior, D-O-R. And if you do that link will take you to Dior's Reverb page where her bio, her music, everything is there in one place. You can purchase, you know, let's support one another. So let's purchase music. We want you to purchase it, you know, if you can't get the whole album, then at least get one. And we heard Central Thoughts, you're going to hear Tripping on the Way Out, purchase and at least get one with Hezekiah. Hit him up on Twitter, and I'm going to find a direct link. It is on his Facebook page. So if you go to facebook.com/ Hezekiah, you will see, well, first, if you go to iTunes, iTunes.com/ Hezekiah is all his music, and he has a large catalog of music. He has 3 albums plus other side projects that he's done. So he has a full catalog of music. But right now, June 1st, he's dropping a new project, I-S-H-E, and plus Hezekiah Project. You can find it on YouTube. If you Google it, he video blogs all the time, so he has buku videos. And he just released a video with him and Kweli live in concert up in Brooklyn. But on June 1st, the project drops, Aisha Hezekiah Project. It drops June 1st. They have a free download. Oh, you can go to SoundCloud. Go to SoundCloud.com.
Right.
Yeah. So if you go to SoundCloud, and most of the artists should be on SoundCloud anyway, because that's a good place where you can distribute music, especially for DJs and things. You can download, and people can download music if they need to. But if you go to SoundCloud, SoundCloud.com, and just do a search for Hezekiah. I don't have a direct link,
Hezekiah, excuse me, Jackie, on Facebook is just Hezekiah.
what, David?
It's Hezekiah, the number 3 RD.
Okay.
Hezekiah the 3rd.
Okay.
So
they got Hezekiah
3RD. Yeah, Hezekiah 3RD.
Okay.
From Facebook. You can also find him on Twitter the same way. And he has the link. So, that way you can find him that way. And Dior Facebook, she's at Dior's Poetic Playhouse, so that's facebook.com.
Mm-hmm.
And forward slash, I'm typing this in, D-I-O-R-P-O-E-T-I-C-P-L-A-Y-H-O-U-S-C, Dior Poetic Playhouse. Is it Dior or Dior's? Is it D-I-O-R or D-I-O-R-S?
D-I-O-R-S, Dior's Poetic Playhouse.
Okay, D-I-O-R-S, P-O-E-T-I-C, Playhouse, Dior's Poetic Playhouse. And all those links are in the chat room. So support, you know, say download each Stand Guard. That's one of the first tunes we listen to today. And if you download it and share it, that will really help get it out. And the album drops on June 1st. So let's make sure we're just here supporting one another and make sure you keep your sexy on. So now we're going to roll out here. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I have been your host for this moment in time. And we're going to roll out on Trippin' by Dior from her debut album, Sensual Thoughts.
Everyone, please put your hands together for the sweet, sexy, poetic stylings of Dior as we make our way up to the stage.
Give me a moment while I trip off. I'm rocking and swaying and smacking my leg. Give me a moment as I float to the rocking and swaying as I ooze to the. Give me a moment as I vibe to the rocking and swaying and close my eyes. Give me a moment while I trip off, rocking and swaying. I'm never stressed, I'm blessed, I stay luxurious. From dusk to dawn, I'm diva-esque and best. Wearing my Armani dress, pushing my legs. Parlaying with dignitaries, mayors, and presidents. I like the ones with big faces, cause they take me to all my favorite places.
Shamery.
Now they say money talks and bullshit walks, so I fly everywhere I go. But not without having long conversations with Hamiltons and Franklin, though. Because in God I trust. No turbulence in my quest for success. I'm surrounded by the best. As I flex my prefixes, nouns, and verbs, behold the soft, sexy blends of my poetic flows that go to the soul, massaging the libido. Oh, you know, pleasure is pleasurable. Give me a moment while I trip off this. Trip off, rocking and swaying and smacking my head. Give me a moment while I float to this. Rocking and swaying as I owe to this. Give me a moment while I vibe off this. Rocking and swaying and close my eyes. Give me a moment while I trip off this. Rocking and swaying. Feel the sting of this poetic queen as I break it down to people, places, and things. I grab the mic tight, light it up, have you rocking to my shit all night. My erotic isms hit you with a rhythm then. With my laid-back tempo and sexual overtones, have you wanting to light a bone, moan, fall into the D-zone, where you're prone to touch yourself right all night, discovering all the things you like, and as you moan in the zone, you're never alone. Rocking and swaying and smacking my head. Give me a moment while I float to this. Rocking and swaying and I owe to this. Give me a moment as I vibe. Rocking and swaying and close my eyes. Give me a moment as I trip off. rocking and swinging.
DR, ladies and gentlemen.